A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Home Show, brought to you by Ozma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome on in to the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. Heather, we were off last week for the Jazz playoff game, so I missed you. It is so good to be back with
you. It's so good to see you. Spring break. You just got back from Hawaii. I'm so jealous.
I did take a little time off. My sister just moved to the Big Island, so I went to see her, and my mom was out there, and I got a nice little glow, a nice little tan, and now
you're looking good.
Now we're back to Utah.
Back home to Utah.
Back to spring in Utah, where it's like summer one day and winter the next.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, we are so excited to be here. The Utah economy is still strong as ever, right? We just get to talk about that every single week here on the KSL Home Show. And today I brought with me one of my great friends and one of the best interior designers, Tammy Garlick. I'm a little biased. She works at Osmond Designs and is incredible. And Tammy, welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here, Heather.
This is so fun.
Yeah.
So today we get to talk about all things interior design. I recently returned home from High Point Market, which is always an adventure. I'm a kid in a candy store. And
tell people what High Point Market is, because if you're not like in the interior design world, you may not know.
Right. So High Point Market is the biggest and best furniture and interior design market out in the entire country.
So it's where everything is.
Where everything is. It's where all of the best manufacturers bring their products, their brand new products for all of the retail stores like Osmond Designs to come and see what the latest and greatest is. Not only that, but the interior designers bring the most recent trends and
we
projects.
We have to keep on top of it.
We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we get to go see what the national trends are. And then I always call it, we Utahize them and say, okay, that white leather sofa is never going to work in 98% of the homes here in Utah. So we get to pick through all of those and choose what we like and what's really going to work for a Utah family.
Right. And what's going to hold up to those children jumping on the couch.
Children and pets and all of those.
Yes. What I think is so interesting about furniture trends is I imagine it's kind of like the clothes trends, right? Like somebody designs like, you guys are always thinking a season ahead so that when the trends come, you are the trends.
Like
you create the trends. Like you go into Target right now and you're seeing the summer trends and you're like, oh, I didn't know that was coming back this year. But you guys do that with furniture.
We sure do. And the trends right now are all over the map. When I went to Furniture Market, there were only about half of the showrooms that were even open. And I think a lot of that is because of COVID and the pandemic, but other reasons are these manufacturers can't even keep up with their current orders. And so they definitely do not want to come to market and show new products and get more orders because they're already 8 months, 9 months, 12 months out on what they're currently producing. So that's a challenge.
And do you think, Heather, has helped you kind of weather that? Because you always talk about how much product you have in stock.
Yes. And I think Tammy can attest that's the best thing about our stores. We have two stores, one in Lehigh and one in Orem, and we have over 22,000 square feet of showroom in each of those locations. So we're over 44,000 square feet of in-stock product. And then we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse that
which is bulging.
Bulging at the seams. We've actually started to throw stuff in my four-car garage. We have upholstery there. I'm parking outside this week because we just received two huge containers plus a semi-load of upholstery as well.
To store some stuff in my living room. If you need to, you just let me know.
I got
a couple hundred square feet.
Everything ebbs and flows, and probably by next week that will be cleared out, which is crazy to think about. But bring your trucks and trailers to Osmond Designs. We have the best upholstery.
So something that I'd like to speak on that is that one thing that Heather has been doing that has been really on top of it is there has been such a shortage that we have been ordering a year out to try to get the product that we have in right now. And the great thing is we just got a huge container. So
we have two huge containers
yeah. of this amazing product. We have a leather Italia sectionals that are, I can't believe the price on those.
They're
really beautiful.
Unreal. Seriously,
really beautiful.
The best in the country. Best colors, best style.
Yeah, exactly.
For a killer price.
So if you're looking, if you've wanted that camel beautiful updated sofa that people really are enjoying right now, we just got a huge shipment in. So get in there quick because they'll go very fast.
We have sectionals.
We have sectionals.
Sofas.
We have sofas, chairs.
Chair and a halfs.
Ottomans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything that people have been looking for and we've been waiting for. So it's fun to actually have product in now rather than having to wait. Most places are going to have to make you wait because they can't get the product in and they have their stock displays and then you have to order and it takes nine to 12 months.
Yeah.
So hurry into Osmond, bring your truck and we'll load you up.
Absolutely. No, and a lot of the homes that we're doing interior design services and that we're working with builders are those black and white homes. So it's the white exterior, the black windows. You've seen it everywhere. The white paint and bringing that warmth into your home, that caramel leather.
Exactly.
Is so important.
Exactly.
Just that classic neutral. Not only do we have all of the upholstery, but we also have some really cute caramel leather pillows. And those are flying off the shelves.
Yes.
If you've been to either of our stores, you know we love pillows. Seriously, no one has more pillows than Osmond Designs.
And I would attest to that.
You would be surprised.
And they all karate chop.
They totally karate chop.
Biggest takeaway from this show that I've learned is your pillows must karate chop.
Yes. And that means having them down filled.
Yes.
They are not frisbees that get flat in 6 months. These pillows will look great for years to come. They will look the same today as, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. Yes, you pay a little more for these down-filled karate choppable pillows, but come and check them out. Not only are they great on the caramel leather sofas and sectionals, but also great on beds.
Yes, and it's a quick, easy way to update and refresh your look.
That is a technical term, by the way, karate choppable.
Karate choppable here first on the KSL Home Show. So we're really excited about that. We also just received a huge semi-load truck of a company called John Michael. We are the one and only John Michael dealer in all of Utah. They actually specifically make product just for our store. So it's part of our Osmond collection. You will not find it anywhere else. But Revolution Fabrics are what I love about
John Michael. They're amazing.
John Michael.
Once you sit in one of these sectionals, I don't know that anything else works for you anymore.
At any price point.
Yeah, at any price point. And the price point for these are extremely good for the product.
Absolutely.
They're double-sided fabric. You can alternate every single cushion so that if you have someone that sits in one spot, you just alternate them and you flip them.
Yeah.
And it's double the life of a regular sofa.
I love that so much. And not only do we have the sectionals, we also have sofas and chairs and ottomans.
Exactly.
In all of these cool fabrics as well. They have that track arm. They're that comfortable, cozy feel that all of us are wanting and needing.
So they have a really cool technology that I don't know if it's patented, but it is a shredded gel. So if you have ever sat in memory foam, you know that after a period of time, it indents, it has an indentation and it kind of loses its form. Well, because this is shredded, it keeps its form and it's like sitting in a cloud. They're amazing.
Yes. And I have to tell you, I actually flew into Los Angeles to the city of Compton, which is a little scary. You know, a little Utah girl flying into Compton. There's helicopters everywhere. And there was a parking garage. And it was described to me by the Uber driver that that is where they keep all of the people that have been recently stabbed until the life flight helicopter can come and pick them up.
Jeez.
So I'm just telling you, like, I risk my life by going to Compton for furniture for Osmond Designs, and I have so much fun doing it. It's very safe. It's all good. Nothing happened, but there were bars on the windows, and they did lock the door once I did enter this warehouse.
You are not in Kansas anymore.
We're not in Kansas. Terrible. It was terrible and so funny at the same time. And my mom was like, "You did what?" They're like, "I know, I'm crazy. I love furniture. I love interior designs. I love Osmond Designs. I love Utah." And again, you get the best of the best at Osmond's, you know, no expense spared. We'll fly into Compton so we get the best products.
And it is such a privilege to be able to go and be in your home and to be able to get to know these amazing people in Utah.
Yeah, I love it. Heather Osmond, Tammy Garlick, both with Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on the Home Show in just a minute.
It's the KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Home Show. Thank you for joining us today. Heather Osmond here with me from Osmond Designs. She's the owner and founder of the stores in Lehi and in Orem. Heather, you and I have both recently done some traveling, and it's always good to come back to Utah and just like, it just feels like home, right? Where you're like, okay, it's familiar. Maybe it's just familiar, but you know the market, you know the neighborhoods, you know what Utah housing trends are doing. And when I go and visit other places, I always come back a little more grateful for where I live.
100%. And I have to say, I am born and raised here in Utah, so I'm definitely a little biased, but I'm a Provo girl, went to Provo High, went to BYU. Ended up getting married, made a big move to Orem. You know, I'm just that world traveler.
You're just the quintessential American story, aren't you?
All American girl. Definitely a Utah born and raised person. But I currently live in Alpine. Utah County is my home. But I love everything about Utah. I think I have been in homes in all of Utah. St. George, Logan, Park City, Heber, Midway, Ogden, everywhere in between. And I am also just so humbled and grateful to be here. As you mentioned, we get to travel in my industry, not only in Utah, but we have a lot of projects in out of state. Yeah. You know, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I know Tammy's working out there right now, and we can talk a little bit about that as well. But the Utah real estate market is on fire, and nationally it's on fire.
It is insane, and we're having a hard time keeping up, but we are enjoying every minute of it and enjoying being able to go into people's homes and just make their space beautiful.
I think so too, and people are definitely investing in their homes. This last week I was able to read a couple of articles and reports about the Utah economy. And it said that Utah's economic outlook tops the nation for 15 years in a row.
That is incredible.
This is unbelievable.
We've been so fortunate. We really have.
And Utah is ranked top of the United States for its economic forecast moving forward as well.
And
it
I see that.
Just tells you everything. Yeah, you know, so great.
We definitely see that going on, and we see that with people investing in their homes and also investing in property,
for sure,
in real estate, and wanting to beautify each space so that they, if they're going to turn it into an Airbnb or whatever their plans are, a rental, mm-hmm, they are really investing in the surroundings so they can get the top dollar.
For sure. And in Salt Lake County alone, there's been a 38.7% appreciation over the last 3 years. So if you are not in the real estate market, you are missing out on great opportunities. A lot of these properties are improving in value more than you can even work your day job.
Exactly. I think that that's where the money is going, is into real estate.
For sure. That equity is so important.
Heather, that the Fed is going to start to raise interest rates, kind of slow down the market a little bit. Do you guys see more people jumping in right now before those interest rates get too high?
For sure. Yeah, I think, you know, 5% right now
is still the buzzword. Good.
But it's incredible. I mean, 5%, you tell my mom, my dad,
right.
You know, if you talk to anyone that is over 50 or 60, they'll say, I remember them when they were in the teens.
Exactly.
So, you know, we're complaining about 5% because we're used to 2 and 3%, but these are incredible interest rates.
It's still the smart place to put your money.
For sure. And it's tangible. And it's not just on paper where you can't access it. So in Salt Lake County, we just talked about 38.7% appreciation over the last 3 years. The median home price is $449,365. So almost $450,000 is the median home price. And that amount is 77% of a resident's income.
That is unbelievable to me.
How do you even have money for groceries and utilities and vacations and, you know, anything?
Well, yeah. I really have been seeing a trend where people are spending more time at home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why our business has been increasing, is because they are investing in their homes. So even if you want to just freshen it up, you want to change a couple things, it's a smart thing to put your money there right now.
It really is. And you will get your money out of it.
Exactly.
Which is incredible. Okay. In Davis County, home prices are up 34.1%. And that amount is 73% of a resident's income. And the median income home price is $428,765. So almost $430,000. Which is crazy.
I
mean, you can't even buy a starter home for under $400,000 right now that is not severely in need of some fixing up.
Right.
And most people don't have $20,000 or $30,000 or $200,000 to improve a home once they purchase it.
Well, and that's the great thing about Osmond, is there's really any price point and we have stock.
We do. So, and we do high end. We mm-hmm. do low end and every price point in the middle. We have those builders that just want to do model homes. They want to do it as cheap as possible, but make it look like they spend a lot of money. We have all of that. And then we are doing some crazy expensive second, third, fourth homes in Park City. And tell us a little bit about your Idaho project. This
is
incredible.
Well, the Idaho project is right on the lake. It's for a friend. Well, she's now a friend of mine.
A client become friend.
But she's an investor, and she's getting it. So she's an investor, and she has realized that her money needs to be in real estate, that's the smart place to put it right now. And so we're doing a multitude of projects, and the most current one is in Coeur d'Alene, and she's putting extra money into the interior to make it so that she can photograph it and make it beautiful to get top dollar.
Yeah.
And she's turning them into Airbnbs. So if you're an investor, Osma Design has a multitude of services that they can offer you.
And we'll talk a little bit more about that in an upcoming episode. But we would love to help you. Definitely come check out Osmond Designs. We are bursting at the seams of in-stock products, which is the name of the game right now. We'd love to have you come in.
Heather Osmond, of course, of Osmond Designs, stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Tammy Garlick with us as well. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
KSL Home Show, brought to you by Osma Designs. We open the doors for local home buyers and sellers with a fast-moving show about Utah real estate and home design. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ertz on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome back into the Home Show today. Thank you for joining us. If you're just joining us, you can podcast the rest of this episode wherever you podcast, or search for the KSL Home Show, and you'll see all our past episodes there. Heather Osmond, of course, with us from Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. She started that store from the ground up. In fact, I believe it was from a box truck up, right?
It absolutely was just one semi at a time.
One semi at a time.
I had a desk and a bookcase and a chair, and I did some interior design services and some staging, and I just loved it, and it blew up, and I've been able to hire some of the best interior designers in all of Utah, one of them being Tammy Garlick, who is a great friend and interior designer at Osmond Designs.
You,
and you're here, and I'm so happy to have you.
It's fun to be here.
You know, I have to say, Tammy and I, we get together and we're just always giddy. We love just talking about, you know, people's sofas and how ugly they are. And we get to talk about lots of inspiring stories.
Remind
as well.
Me never to let you two in my house.
We have some really, really funny stories, I have to say. The good, the bad, the ugly. But most of what we do is we love to help people.
I feel so privileged to be able to go into people's homes and to have them kind of invite me into their space and to be able to get to know them and to get to know what's important to them and design around that. I think that is a real key to a great designer, is being able to utilize and to incorporate what they love, what people love.
I agree. And I think the most important factor in that is just to listen.
Exactly.
Because at the end of the day, you and I go home mm-hmm. and they're the ones that live there. There are so many different scenarios in Utah. There's the empty nesters, there's the newly married and everything in between with the four dogs and the cats and the dogs. And
there's newly single again.
Newly single again. Everything, you know. So we're all at different stages and we all deserve to love where we live. And that's different for each and every one of us.
And that looks different.
It does. And it's totally fine.
Exactly.
It's all good.
Yeah.
We get to embrace that. Tammy, let's talk a little bit about the process. We do have people that call into the store that do want interior design services, but we also have walk-in clients.
Yes, we do. We have both. And the way the process looks is you just come in, you ask to talk with one of the designers or get the phone number, and then they touch base with you. There is an $85 initial fee to come into the house and assess the assess painting walls, moving things around, updating either pieces of furniture or existing furniture.
100%. So this last week, I went to a home in Midway. It was a new construction home. They have just lived there for a couple of months. It was a referral of a previous client, which it's the best compliment in the world. And I really enjoyed being there, but as part of that, they moved from California, so they purchased all of their furniture, very traditional furniture, and they moved it into their modern farmhouse home. And so everything was wrong. The scale was wrong, the style was wrong, and they knew it, and they just didn't know if there was anything that they could keep. However, in looking at their home, there were a few things that we were able to keep. And then we made a list of the other things that just were definitely not working. And they decided we really just want to focus on our great room and our front entry first and our office, because those are the first things that you see when you first walk in. And then we made a plan for the rest of the home that we can do months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, so that we can accomplish their overall design needs. And Facebook Marketplace is a great place to sell some of your old furniture that you don't need. Friends, family, donate it to, you know, Desert Industries. There's so many people that would love to have what you're getting rid of. And there's tax write-offs, and you can use that money to buy things that make you happy. One story that I always love to tell is usually with older people, they have their money in the bank and they're so frugal and so worried about spending it because they want to give money to their kids, that inheritance.
Yes.
And I always laugh and I say, that is amazing and that's so kind of you. But I promise when you give your inheritance to your kids, they'll buy a new sofa and they'll buy a new car and the hot tub and all of those things that you've been, you know, keeping yourself from so that you could give that to your kids. So I am not an advocate of spending all of your life savings, but you can spend a little bit of your hard-earned money on yourself to
enjoy. And wisely.
wisely.
And it only increases the value of your property.
Yes, and makes you happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and you know what's so interesting about that $85 fee just to come in and kind of assess things? You could just do that just to say, do I have the right furniture in here? And also, can you rearrange my furniture?
Mm-hmm. Like, yes, that's exactly
right. You guys
right.
can put the right picture on the right wall. Like, you may not have to buy another single piece of furniture, but you guys can just come in and say, oh, this couch is in the wrong place. This room, like, I've got a front room where the fireplace is kind of off center. So it's hard to kind of figure out where the furniture is supposed to go and what makes it look complete. And I'm like, do I need a coffee table? Like, you guys can just assess all of that.
Exactly. And it does help to have a new set of eyes come in and say, and be able to look at that objectively. You get used to where you live. You get used to your space, and you sometimes get in this trap of not seeing what's wrong, but knowing there's something wrong.
I got to pay you guys to come in and say, okay, does this toy go here or does it go here? Because it just lives in the kitchen.
Toys everywhere. We'll
toys
say,
everywhere. Lindsay, you need storage.
Yeah.
You need sideboards.
Yeah,
and cabinets.
Utah house.
And you need a basket. At least you can throw them
Several
baskets on the side of your sofa might solve some of those issues.
So let me tell you a story about I went into a home that had this unbelievable, it had some existing light work that were, I mean, they were beautiful, but they were completely dated. Well, we were going to spend $10,000 on a new chandelier. And, you know, this chandelier was spectacular. And all it needed was a couple changes to make it updated. And we took off the sconces. We put new bulbs in. We did a couple other changes to it. And it became this unbelievable
with the existing
piece of art.
Chandelier.
Yeah. Exactly. And
so
we did not have to spend and invest that money into a new one. So that's something that Osman Designs will do for you as well.
Yeah. I think sometimes creativity goes a long, long way, right?
Exactly.
Anybody can go in with a huge amount of money and make everything how they want it to be. It can look like a model home, a parade home that we love doing, but sometimes you don't need to.
Sometimes those small changes make it possible for you to be able to spend your money elsewhere.
I think so, too. Not only do we do residential interior design, but we also do commercial interior design. One of the most recent projects that we're just finishing up is a commercial development in Saratoga Springs. It's right on Redwood Road across from the Costco. And we have 13 retail storefronts on that road. And then we have some office buildings behind that. So we've been working with the developer on that in color selections. In fact, we did a project in American Fork that we pretty much took the entire design and took it to Saratoga Springs. It is almost entirely filled up with new businesses. We're sure excited for that development. If you are looking for office, we do have a little bit of office space left that we can carve out for you. But we love doing commercial design. Currently, I'm also working on an attorney's office in the Sugar House area. They're on the fifth floor. It's almost 50,000 square feet. There are 70 attorneys with offices, and it's very Tuscan old world. So when they did this 15, 20 years ago,
it was great.
It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's almost nothing in the office.
What are
some
of the design principles of a commercial space? Because you go in and you don't really realize that it's designed poorly until you realize what it looks when it should look good, right?
Right.
You don't realize when it's bad until it's good. So what are some of your design principles? I mean, how do you even start with a commercial space?
Yeah. So specifically with the Sugar House office building, the exterior is very modern, very contemporary, and the lobby is all of that vibe. And then you go to the fifth floor and it's very Tuscan old world. They recently just re-signed their lease, so they were able to get some TI improvement money with the new signing of that lease. So I always love to start with the furnishings because a lot of times that gives us the direction of what we want to do. Paint is very easy. There are so millions of paint colors. So that's usually one of the last things I do that brings everything together because there's so many choices.
But I love less is more, especially that modern contemporary look.
Especially in an office building.
In an office building. We just need statement pieces.
And less clutter.
Exactly.
KSL could use your services. Have you seen the walls around here?
There's a few areas that I have seen. I'll have to put together a design board for you.
There's carpet on these walls, which we got to have in a studio. But like maybe we could like make it cuter carpet. I don't know.
Okay, a little more updated.
Yeah.
Yes. But in this office building specifically, I love just adding warmth, right? There's so many great wood panels. We're redoing all the flooring. The office lobby is where I've really focused most of their time and their money because it really is a reflection of who they are as a business.
It's the psychology of a business.
It is. And it needs to be
the mood that you bring
put together.
Absolutely.
And tasteful.
Is very important. And yes. It's nice to also bring in some natural elements so that you feel the warmth of you know, our environment.
It makes a big difference when you're a customer, too, when you go in and you just feel like if you're going into a salon, you want to feel like that salon is modern and up to date because you're going to know how to do my hair. Right. If your furniture is up to date. Right? Right.
So true.
But yeah. So those design elements, yeah, are important for a business.
Yes. And I love it not to feel like a commercial space. I love it to feel homey. So if we can do some nicer furnishings that you would see in a home, it always feels better than an office building or a dentist office, doctor's office, where they just have the chairs lined up and it's just very cold and institutional feeling. Yes. So we can add that little coziness. That's what we're all about. Wallpaper is, you know, all the rage.
Wallpaper still, is so fun right now.
Still loving it. Metallics. There's so many great grass cloths and other things that you can do. Give us a call at Osmond Designs. Not only do we do residential, we do commercial, whatever your needs are. We can help you rearrange what you currently have. We can help you make goals for replacing things and suggestions at your any price point.
Absolutely.
Heather Osmond, Tammy Garlick, both with Osmond Designs. We'll take a break. More on The Home Show in just a minute.
The KSL Home Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs. If you like talking about Utah homes and real estate, then this is the place on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into The Home Show. Thank you for joining us today. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond, who owns Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Tammy Garlick is with us as well, an interior designer. Master interior designer, I should say. Is that an official title? I just made that up.
Sure, master.
Master. I like the title. I like that. Master interior designer, Tammy Garlick. Heather and Tammy, you two are the masters when it comes to decorating people's homes and office spaces in Utah.
You know what? I have to say, we're just passionate about what we do, and we love it so much.
A little bit too much.
Maybe a little. We have a little problem. Which is
my children is kind of embarrassing when they look through my phone and all they see is furniture.
Yeah, they're like, Mom, where's the pictures of me?
Exactly.
You're like, sorry. No, I think it really is such a fun business that we're in. We get to improve people's lives, which I think you can't really put a price on that. And it's so rewarding. And some days I have to pinch myself because we get to be paid for these things. But there is one of my favorite quotes is, if you love what you do, you never have to work a day in your life.
And I would say that's true.
I would say that's true. We love it. So Tammy, I just wanted to touch base really quickly because I know we're running out of time on this show. Just some of our favorite things in the store right now. It's springtime.
It's so exciting
it's
right
so
now,
pretty
isn't
outside.
It? Oh, it's so fun to see the colors popping out of the ground. And we've got the same thing happening at Osmond. We have beautiful new textiles and pillows and bedding. We have unbelievable new greenery that we just got in.
It looks like a forest.
It's
at our
gorgeous
store. I know.
It makes a difference. The greenery can look really chintzy.
Is it faux greenery though?
It is, yeah. but it looks great
real.
Greenery.
Which is the best,
yeah.
Right? If you're anything like me, I kill everything.
Me too.
So I want it to look real, but I don't want one more thing to take care of.
Yes.
Me too.
So it's nicer than what you'll find at the big box stores.
Exactly.
Just a little higher quality. and it has that real touch feel.
Exactly. And it is, it's fun to bring that greenery indoors, right? We're spending more time indoors.
For sure. Thank goodness, right? Florals are another thing.
Florals, we have some beautiful florals, and they are so realistic looking. People have to touch them.
It's so true. I love having just a little floral arrangement on a master bedroom nightstand on her side.
Yeah, keeping it really simple, but just adding that little feminine touch.
I think so too. Master bathrooms, dining tables, end tables. I mean, just little pops of life just bring happiness.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that we have a really simplistic design style right now, and just bringing those little touches make a big difference.
I think so too. Lamps are another one of my favorites, right?
We just received a ton of lamps.
Ton of lamps, and all different sizes and styles and colors. And
if you've been seeing the stock shortages, that's one thing that we have been really trying to stay on top of. And we are stocked right now. So bring your trucks and load up. You can take the product with you.
It's so true. And we are preparing for the Parade of Homes.
That's exciting.
We're very excited about that. There will be brand new product that no one's ever seen before that will be featured in the Parade of Homes, not only Utah Valley, but also Salt Lake, also Park City. We just finished St. George. There is Northern Wasatch. I mean, so many fun things that you can do.
There's a lot of fun things coming up.
Yeah, lots of inspiring ideas. I personally love to shop local. I love to support local business. The cookie store, the soda store. We'd also like to give a shout out to a supporter of this show, Central Bank. They are trusted business bankers and loyal friends, and we're sure proud to be partnering with them on the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they are proud of their history and sustained growth and security. They've remained strong, safe, and secure since 1891, and they have been so important in me building my Osmond Design Store. They've been very supportive and great partners to have in getting those SBA loans in the beginning and equity lines, and we sure love Central Bank and sure proud of them.
It's so nice to have the partnership with them.
And we love all of our friends here in Utah. You know, we have been in business for just over 20 years, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for all of our great customers. We really value the 100%, referrals that 100%. We receive. I think that's the best compliment we can receive, is when a friend recommends our business to another friend, and us as interior designers and us as a furniture store. So we really do work hard. We're so grateful to be here. Happy to do this KSL Home Show and for KSL support as well.
Absolutely. It's so fun to have our partners here in Utah. We have been so blessed to be able to have all of the collaboration that we have with so many local business people and our friends and family in Utah.
For
sure. I feel like we need a closing prayer or something.
I love you, Lindsay. You're awesome.
Osmond of Osmond Designs. Tammy Garlick is an interior designer there as well. Get down to Osmond Designs in Lehi and in Orem. Thank you for joining us this week. We'll be back next week on The Home Show.